Each week here at Katie and Kate, we receive a lot of emails from politicians. Today, I'm taking a look at what our Republican U.S. Senator Cory Gardner has been up to. On Monday, his office sent a statement explaining why he voted in favor of Sonny Perdue as our new Secretary of Agriculture. Many Americans first heard of Sonny Perdue when he was governor of Georgia. During a severe drought, he led a public event where he prayed for rain. Here's a clip from NPR.
And I'm here today to appeal to you and to all Georgians and all people who believe in the power of prayer to ask God to shower our state, our region, our nation with the blessings of water.
According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution newspaper, quote, "For the next 2 weeks after the prayer, the state's epic dry streak grew worse. Senator Gardner called it an honor to vote for Sonny Perdue as the next agriculture secretary. He, quote, looks forward to working with him to review and reform burdensome rules and regulations negatively impacting Colorado's agriculture industry." Cory Gardner is chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee on East Asia, the Pacific, and International Cybersecurity. On Tuesday, he spoke about North Korea on Fox News and CNN, calling Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un a, quote, madman. He went on to say, quote, "We need to show strength and coordination with our allies, rebuilding the trilateral alliance between South Korea, Japan, and the United States. Strengthening the trilateral alliance," he added, "could, quote, force China to take action, all with one goal in mind, and that is the peaceful denuclearization of the Kim Jong-un regime." Next week, we'll dig back into the inbox and see what else our members of Congress are saying. For Katie and Kate, I'm Jen Platero.